Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the blog post, Threesome Director, Teach This Stranger How to Fuck Me. It begins with a conversation where I'm telling him one of my fantasies. And I say to him, two dudes. Fuck's sake, I know. You always want two dudes. And I say, yeah, but this is more than that. I promise, the specific nature of this two dudes fantasy makes it different to all the rest. Really? He asks. Really? Let me tell you about my threesome director fantasy. Picture the scene. A guy turns up at my house, eager and horny and ready to fuck me like I've been very bad indeed. Another guy, one I already know well and have fucked many, many times before. He waits inside. He's the director. He sits in a chair in the corner of the bedroom while I make our guest welcome. Glass of wine, chips and dips, sloppy blowjob, whatever helps him relax. All the while, the director is watching. The two guys haven't met before, but they shake hands and chat casually. I wait patiently for the director to start work. Strip her naked, he says, quickly. She likes it like that. The guest does so, trembling a bit with nerves and excitement. Faster, the director says. You can rip a button or two if you want. Go on, tear her knickers. I stand still, willing, almost docile, as the guest rips clothes off me, grabbing and squeezing wherever he exposes my flesh. We kiss. We're taking initiative, but editing as the director shouts instructions. Grab her by the throat. When I'm naked, he lets the guest dictate what happens first. Maybe he pushes me to the floor and starts to fuck my face. Maybe he bends me over and takes off his belt, ready to whack a few sharp red strokes onto my bare ass. He gets to play for a while, doing whatever takes his fancy. But crucially, the director is there, telling him not what to do, but how best to do it to me. Overseeing, instructing, giving direction where it's needed. He's not painting a scene for his own pleasure, ordering the guest like he's a willing submissive and I'm a poseable doll. No. His role is more one of instructor, guide. He's teaching our guest how best to fuck me. Every stroke, faster, harder, from this exact angle. Each whack of the belt, harder, up a bit. Use this. Like this. Yes, that's it. I'll show you how hard. He dips in and out of the scene, occasionally taking over for a bit, perhaps offering to step in and push his cock to the back of my throat so the guest can see just how hard I like to take a face fucking. Maybe he uses his big hands to mould my body into just the right position, arse up and legs spread. A quick smack on my thighs to remind me to clench my cunt tight around the guest's twitching cock. He instructs. He guides. He is the threesome director. She needs you to fuck her harder than that, or she just won't come. She wants a bit of pain. Here, take my belt. And the guest does. He enjoys the instruction and the response. He likes the way I respond to his touches and smacks. He started off gently, tentatively. He didn't know what I liked beyond what we'd written on the profile. Rough fuck my girlfriend. I'll show you how. And now 2 hours later, he's here, delighted at having a cheat sheet, a shortcut to make me come quickly, tight and hard around his dick, fucking me with vicious strokes at the instruction of the guy who knows me, meeting out punishments that are perfectly pitched to what I need, giving me exactly what I want without needing to spend the time to learn it. That's it, the threesome director urges. Harder. Fucking harder. You can, you know. It's what she likes. When I come, he smiles with satisfaction. Good girl, he tells me, and he strokes my hair. Holds my head back, one hand firmly gripping my hair and the other wrapped tight around my throat as he positions my mouth in just the right place for our guest to slide in. I'm panting and knackered and aching with post-fuck soreness, and I smile because he did it perfectly. Details of the fuck dictated precisely and followed by our guest to the letter. In turn, he's proud of me for following instructions without question and responding exactly how I would if he were the actor instead of directing. But still, he spits in my mouth, holds it open, and urges me to try for just a little bit longer. After all, our guest is still here, and it's not time to call cut just yet. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.